Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Law enforcement agents have searched a temple on the grounds of a polygamist ranch in Texas. Nearly 200 women and children have been removed from the ranch since Thursday. Authorities say they were tipped off by a 16-year-old who reported that she was being abused. That girl still has not been found. Its leader, convicted felon Warren Jeffs, is serving a 10-year sentence for being an accomplice to rape. It's the end of an era in Russia today as George Bush and Vladimir Putin concluded their last presidential meeting. Putin is scheduled to step down as Russian president in a month, and as you know, Bush leaves office next January. President Bush also met with the man who will replace Putin, Dmitry Medvedev. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki tells CNN in an exclusive interview today he's demanding that that radical Shiite cleric Murtada al-Sadr disband his Mehdi army. He also says Iraqi political leaders will bar al-Sadr followers from the political process if the Mehdi army is not dismantled. Hundreds have been killed or wounded since fighting broke out between the military and what Iraqi officials describe as militias and gangs. The clashes ended last Sunday after Iraqi Shiite officials held talks with al-Sadr in Iran. U.S. troops and Shiite militants clashing today in Baghdad's Sadr City. An Iraqi government official says the fighting has left at least 20 dead, more than 50 injured. The official says fighting between U.S. forces and the Mehdi army broke out early Sunday and continued throughout the day. The U.S. military says it has no information on those clashes. And a horrifying day for a group of college students in northern Iraq. Gunmen stopped two busloads of students on a road south of Mosul. Four of the students were wounded by gunfire, and 42 male students were abducted. But an Iraqi security spokesman says all of the students have since been released. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, even when you're on the go.